Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
We are indeed ready to go. 2 o'clock on this Tuesday afternoon. Gwynn and Chris, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matthew Scraby. So, typically, as you guys know, we kind of, throughout the day, put together our little rundown. But Scraby is in charge of coming up with, like, the title of the said segment.
Oh, no.
So today's leading topic today. First, Chris, how are you today, my friend?
Very good. Went to a Major League Baseball game last night and enjoyed everything but the final result. Very well today. Tony Fing feeling refreshed.
Matthew,
after a night at the ballpark.
Yes. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for asking. I watched the game last night like Chris. I didn't have as much fun watching the game as Chris did, but you know.
Well, you got to enjoy yourself.
Yeah, that's just true. Yeah.
If you like to see the baseball hit hard, last night's game was for you.
Yeah, the Padres put 12 balls in play at 100 miles an hour or greater,
and all of them were caught. I think the Nationals ones that hit that hard, you know, bounced off foul poles and went for home runs. So it was, you know. But anyway.
I got ahead
of myself a little there.
That leads me into today's titled segment.
Okay, yeah.
Revisionist history is strong today.
Yes, it is.
I don't think that's wrong.
No, it's not. It's not wrong at all. The author kind of hit the nail on the head there, is that revisionist history is strong today. And I kind of knew it in real time as it was happening.
Oh, yes.
Every time Abrams singled, every time Woods was on base, every time the time he hit the ball off the foul pole and the umpire did his best to try to mess it up, calling it foul and then fair.
Wood looked at the umpire like, in what world can that possibly be foul?
I'm sure. I think everybody was looking at him like that.
The only person not looking like that was Matsui, hoping that it was true somehow.
Right. But, like, it hit the outside of the pole.
Yeah, I don't know.
So,
it didn't count. You know? Right, yeah.
But, yes, I knew in real time as it was happening. 1-2, Abrams and Wood combined for 6 hits and a bunch of runs and RBIs.
Oh, yes. And Josh Bell, too, because, you know, we should have never traded him.
No, Josh Bell's another one. He also hit a ball on his tippy toes. Into the upper deck. So,
yes, he raised his average. For those of you who are desperately missing Josh Bell, his 2-for-4 last night raised his batting average to 197. So let's, you know, ease back a little. But, Tony, you're right. I looked it up this morning because it felt like it was a lot, and it was. 7 runs, 8 hits, and 7 RBIs.
That's for
those three guys.
Okay, yeah.
And that's a lot of damage, and give them credit. They all had good nights, and look, if they had nights like that all the time, the Nationals would not have one of the worst records in baseball. But
yeah, the National League East would be like the best division in baseball if they were having nights like that every night.
Yeah, they hit the ball on point all night long. And it was up and down the order. I think the top 6 guys all had 2 or more hits.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it wasn't Steven's best day out there.
No, I mean, it wasn't Wandy's, and it wasn't Matsui's. It just was one of those for those guys.
Yeah.
But it could have been different, Tony. I'm just saying it really could have been different because of all the balls the Padres. I don't know what the world record is for flying out to the warning track, but the Padres came close last night.
Yesterday was the game that convinced Jesse and I that it is indeed not just our eyes playing tricks on us, that the ball is not traveling well this year. And we've heard rumblings about it. My man Andrew McCutchen came out and was basically like, I heard from a source that the balls are different this year, not intentionally. But
you think it's the balls, not necessarily the location of Petco Park or the winds knocking it?
This isn't a noticeable thing just here at Petco. This is
it's everywhere.
The league.
Okay.
Yeah. And you hear rumblings. I'm very slow to like jump on that kind of bandwagon. But here we are in July or June, almost July, and it's starting to be a little bit more consistent. As I said, maybe it was about 3 weeks ago, McCutchen came out and said he had talked to a source. And then our guy, you know, our favorite guy, Samson, the one who owned.
I want to talk to Samson.
Our guy who
David
who,
Samson.
David Samson, who doesn't, treat our guy AJ very well, said that basically came out 2 days ago and was like, whoever Andrew McCutchen is talking to, I promise you, doesn't know what he's talking about. Only for Andrew McCutchen to then clip that.
Good.
Requote it and said, actually, my source was the commissioner. So, you know, that kind of blew a grenade at David Sampson's whole deal. But
you're right. I mean, Tatis hit one home run. I thought he hit 3.
I thought he
Diaz
hit
at least
he
one.
He thought he hit at least 2.
Yeah, Diaz hit one to center field that didn't even get to the warning track. But when it left the bat, again, the miles per hour, you know, says what it is. I mean, it was just the ball was crushed. Yeah. Arise not only had the one home run stolen, and, you know, the guy made a really nice play in right field. The rookie Lyle went up there and got it. But Arise hit another ball that I thought was going to be a home run. And so I think you're right, Tony. Last night it just really stood out. Balls were flying out to there and then stopping. And it was weird. So I think you have something here. But again, I mean, this isn't an excuse for anybody to say, an excuse. No, both teams hit the same baseball. Don't get me wrong. It's just one of those nights where it seemed like the Padres really were tattooing the ball and not getting the full
bang for the buck. I hope that's a good thing, right?
Right.
I mean,
we are starting to see
them swing the bat a little bit better. Hopefully they can continue to hit it hard. We just find some outfield grass or some bleachers for the ball to go into versus –
It did not happen last night for sure. And, you know, it is compounded by the fact that, the former Padres. The thing is we could come on the show and totally try our best to douse all of your anger out there and all of your anger surrounding the fact that we traded C.J. Abrams, James Wood, and you'll throw in Josh Bell today because he had such a good game. We could do that, except for we spent all day yesterday doing that. So I don't think we need to do it again. Tony is accurate. He's right. The Padres went to the playoffs after trading these guys twice. They contended for the playoffs a third year. They're contending again this year. The Nationals, despite acquiring all of these supposed Hall of Famers, haven't been near the 500 mark since that trade was made. And furthermore, Braden brought up an excellent point, so I'll give him some credit on it. the Padres have been beating up on the Nationals regularly since this trade was made.
I think it's also important to point out that those were Wood's first hit against the Padres since the trade.
Yes, thank you.
It was 0-11, I believe, prior to last night.
Well,
and so, you know, I get it. You know, these dudes, I think everybody thought, even when the trade happened, that those guys would be doing what they were doing. We thought about where Abrams would be. We thought Wood would be exactly where Wood would be. And we thought Mackenzie Gore would be exactly where he would be at this point. And the difference is, yesterday, they beat us. That's really it. Those guys, maybe Mackenzie would have, I think CJ would have, had the opportunity to fail at this level, but Wood wouldn't have been able to. He wouldn't have been able to come up and fail like that. I mean, I don't know. I get where the irritation is, but I mean, that's kind of the cost of doing business when you are trying to win a world title.
You guys always tell me to stop paying attention to what people say, but this text message is from my fantasy baseball group. I'm not going to out the person that sent it to us last night, but here we go. Just a quick reminder, James Wood has outperformed Juan Soto himself this year. Oh, but traded Soto for Michael King. It was a terrible trade that will haunt the organization that for the next 10 to 15 years. An outfield of Wood, Merrill, Tatis with Abrams at shortstop and no Bogaerts contract. Mackenzie Gore in the rotation with Robert Hassel waiting. Looks a lot better than renting Soto, unless fans like watching that shuffle. Haunting, I tell you, 10 to 15 years.
My mom always used to tell me, son, birds of a feather flock together. So this makes perfect sense that your
would you say he's
group
in your league? Oh, yeah.
You were in the league last year, too.
And I got out quickly.
You had to beg him to be in that league, too, by the way.
No,
dragging his feet.
I was trying to get Chris involved with the listeners anyway.
Here's the Nationals record. The brilliant Nationals record since making this trade. 55-107. 71-91. 71-91. This year, they are seemingly much improved at 33-46. They are a combined 100 games under 500 since trading Soto for all of these Hall of Fame players. I'm just saying, last night, Tony's right. They beat us. They had a great game. But the Nationals still have a long time to wait for these guys to come around. And by the time they get to the level of maybe winning, you know, pennants and divisions, I don't know how much more control do they have of Abrams and James Wood. These guys could be free agents and be on their way to the next place. Revisionist history is strong. Thank you, Scraby, because the Padres have been in the playoffs twice. And they were close once, and we'll see about this year. But those trades, that trade, you can't say that even if it was a rental, and it wasn't fully a rental because the Padres have gotten players back since.
I was about to say, the one-year rental got us.
But even if it was, we got within two games of the World Series.
The one-and-a-half-year rental got us a NLCS appearance, six games of it. It got us, when it didn't work out, in the next year, it turned around and got you Michael King and Kyle Gashioka and Vasquez. I mean, the list is on and on, and you flip that. And in one case, they also get Cease. So please spare me the grump.
I think you should take that text there that you got, or was it a text or tweet from your league?
No, this was even worse because I couldn't buffer myself from it. It just comes right in.
To your phone.
I've carefully crafted it so I don't see these things during the game.
Well, you know that I had to get out of your league last year because I got all
don't
of these.
Don't badmouth the league now.
Oh, I'm badmouthing these people if they're going to say things like that.
It was one person.
Yeah. I think you should forward that to Tony so he can read it himself over and over the rest of the day.
I don't think Tony wants anything to
do
with that.
Please don't say that to me. I don't want to see it at all.
That text boil just it makes my skin boil, honestly.
Man, that would be painful.
Yeah, a little
boiling
bit.
Skin.
Yeah. It's pain. Well, that text was painful.
Trust me, Chris, when I read it this morning, I was like, what is happening here?
What would you have to share it with us for?
Because I thought
keep it to yourself.
It encapsulated what some fans are feeling out there, which I don't understand those fans. because
I don't think it's a lot of fans thinking that.
I would much rather lose two in the playoffs, two out of the last 3 years, than not make the playoffs at all. So
never mind not making it. They haven't been within 20 games of making
it. Here's what I can also say, and this is kind of on a funny note. What's the Blink 182 song we play?
All the Small Things.
You know why All the Small Things is popping the way it did? Because this was playing when it was raining against the Dodgers in the playoffs.
That's true.
Guess what? You don't experience that.
No.
You don't experience it.
No.
You don't experience it. We wouldn't have, I mean, it's our theme song now. You know, Boston has Sweet Caroline and, you know, somebody, that's kind of our stilo at this point. We don't even create that if we don't go to the playoffs and beat the Dodgers. It'd just be another song going right now.
Somebody asked C.J. Abrams tonight before the game what he was doing on that particular Saturday evening in October. He certainly wasn't out playing shortstop for anybody.
I also remember people last year crushing C.J. Abrams and saying, I'm so glad he's not on our team after he was caught in a casino at like 5 a.m. during the season.
They also had
I
to,
saw those same tweets when he was out getting his gambling on.
Yeah, they're like, oh, it's just such a – we're so lucky that he's not here. It's
dodged a bullet. I saw that one too. Yeah, like, get out of here.
This has been one of my favorite segments in the last.
We got to go season. Another 2 minutes, don't we? Another
yeah,
minute,
I
don't
go another 2 minutes.
I mean, I just you know, look, you people, it's not. You're right. I think we got to put it in a little perspective. I hope anyway that most of our audience, you know, because I like to believe that we have actually kind of a smart listenership
we
out
do.
There.
We do.
You know, a little bit more of a highbrow listenership. I hope.
Highbrow.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Oh, well, Chris, do you know anything about 1998's baseball team?
I've been there. Yeah, I just hope that, you know, for the most of you are sitting there shaking your head the same way we are at some of the thought process that's going down. There is no doubt that last night was a Washington Nationals night. And that's as good as they can probably be.
I was going to say, what are they going to do in the next two games? If they win the series, then who cares?
We'll see. And James Wood is a star on the rise, no question. But so is Michael King, you know, when healthy. And so are, you know, the Padres organization is in, you know, insanely better shape than the Washington Nationals. I don't think it's even a conversation, is it? So,
yeah, no, it shouldn't be, but it is.
I know. Yeah.
Have to spit the segment talking about it. So
someone asked me, like, why do you guys talk about what the doomers say? And the reason is because we want to put the doomers to shame. We want to tell everybody that the doomers are wrong.
is that why we talk about it?
At least that's why I put it on
okay,
the sheet.
Okay, let's flip it on them. Next segment. Let's talk about the things that the non-doomers are talking about. Do we have that list as well?
Oh, man. I tell you, I'm going to be honest with you, Tony.
Not much
to want to
say except for the Fernando three-run homer.
And that was a two outs in the ninth. And you know how I love three-run homers, but that's about the one time that they don't do a lot for you. Yeah, I will be honest with you. Overall, let's just get away from the, you know, the sky is falling people. The bottom line people are, you know, 7-12 over the last 19 games. It's a losing month of June. It's 28-33 since they started 14-3. Now, all of the games count, and so they have the record they should have. But I think there are some people that might be getting to a point of some reasonable concern.
We can explore that.
If they don't start playing a little bit better, get a little healthier, you know, this could get a little bit away from us. So I think that's a fair thought, and I think reasonable people are having that thought.
I think we can definitely talk about that.
Let's talk about it on the other side. We're going to.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Chris. 2:22 is the time, and we are off and rolling here on Gwynn and Chris. Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., and Matt Scraby. Tony's down at the ballpark. Game 2, Padres-Nationals tonight. Speaking of the Nationals, TV broadcaster Kevin Franson will join the program here in about 15 minutes. We'll see what he thinks about the hall of talent that the Padres sent Washington's way a couple of years ago. We also have our Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show today and a Big Five. In and around that, the Daily Gambit, Chris versus the fans. It'll be quite the day. The Padres, for the first time in almost a month, hit 3 home runs last night. So I guess there's that. We already discussed this. I mean, they hit the ball, you know, hard all night, didn't get a lot to show for it, and lost to the Nats 10-6. But the question is put before the court here. Concern is always too much, I think, and Tony, I know you think, when we haven't even reached the halfway point of the season. But where should even reasonable people be thinking about this Padre club, in the sense that it's been a couple of months since they've really, you know, been in their groove for any kind of extended period? Tony.
What's the question?
Yeah.
What should we think? Should we not be concerned at all? Should there be just a little bit of, hey, I'd like to get back to playing better? That type of thing?
This.
Yeah, ask.
Is this team as constructed now, on June 24th, as talented as the team that was constructed on June 24th of last year?
Yes.
No.
No.
One says no, one says yes.
Wait. Re-ask the question.
Are they as talented from a talent standpoint?
This year versus last year? I don't think so.
I think a healthy this year's team is every
a
bit as good.
One, yeah.
Okay, well, so that's how they're constructed. But those guys are not healthy.
Are we not talking about the time that's already been missed by Jake and Jackson? Or are we just saying
I'm asking right this moment versus last year at this moment.
Okay, I was wrong. Yes, they are more talented now than they were last year.
You think they're more talented
yes.
now than they were than last year? I think it's about a push, in my opinion.
It's pretty close.
Yeah. I think, you know, you got Pivetta, but, you know, you don't have King.
And you don't have Musgrove.
You don't have Musgrove.
Well, but you do have King. It's just you got to get him on the roster.
He's not pitching.
Yeah.
Right. He's not pitching.
Well, the team has... go ahead, Tony. Sorry.
I say that to say this team is ahead of where they were at this point last year in terms of wins and losses. And I think last year serves as a good reminder that that team that we grew so fondly of didn't start playing the type of baseball that we were expecting until probably August is when they started to play that way. And so, you know, yes, they got off to a 14-3 start this year. They're 18. What'd you say their record was since?
28-33.
28-33. They're basically hovering at 500, a little bit below. I think 5 more, 10 more games, they'll probably be closer to 500 is my guess. And so, you know, given everything that this team has dealt with they've been doing it, they did it, they did a large month of it without Merrill and Cronenworth, some of the injuries on the offensive side, pitching side, I would say this is probably where they should be right now, given what we know.
Okay, I won't disagree with you. I think they are. Your record almost always says where you should be, and I think they are. They're 6 games over .500, which is okay. It's not great. It is ahead of last year's record, no question. Remember, last year they went into the All-Star break 50-49. They also lost their first game after the All-Star break and went to 50-50. Here's the thing that I don't think we can count on this year that we did get last year. And that is that last year's team finished the season going 43-19. That is an almost unbelievable stretch of 62 games. I don't think we can assume that that's going to happen again this year, even under the best of circumstances, because that's a really hard record to come up with.
Yeah, I don't know that it needs to be that record to come up with when you've already have 6 games ahead of where you were at this point last year. So, okay. You know, you said 43-19. So you're looking at, what, 37 and...
35-25 is what you would need now if you continue, yeah. Look, I think they're going to get where they want to go, Tony, and I think that's too. October baseball. But I have to tell you that every once in a blue moon here in the last couple of weeks, it's creeped into my mind, and I've had to shun it away. That maybe they won't get there, and the only reason I'd say they maybe won't get there is because the health... It hasn't come back yet, and until it does, until we can get everybody together and playing, you know, this is not the same team that I was really, really confident about 2 months ago or a month and a half ago.
Yeah, well, that's what injuries do.
I know.
They shake your confidence. I don't really know what to tell y'all. I think at the end of the day, this team gets where they need to get to. I think the injuries play themselves out. See, Saul King playing some catch yesterday.
Yep.
Darv continues to keep throwing bullpens pretty consistently. And so you just kind of got to wait this thing out. I want to see them continue to win series. You know, they got back to that in that Kansas City. They got to win these next two to win this one. You go to Cincinnati, you go to Philly. And you just got to try to maintain until you get the Calvary back. Hopefully they come back sooner than later.
All right. Last year, on June 19th, they played their 78th game. They beat the Phillies and improved to 38-40. They are quite a bit ahead of that this year as far as being 42-36.
Yeah.
All right. More Gwen and Chris coming up. The Nationals on their way to what, their fourth straight World Series since making that Juan Soto trade and acquiring C.J. Abrams and James Wood and all these guys? Kevin Franson must be really excited about it. We'll talk to the Nationals TV broadcaster next on Gwen and Chris.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, Switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
On the clock, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris L.O., Mass Gravy. Kevin Franzen will join us shortly. Talk a little bit about the Nationals' perspective on the Padres' stimulus package and
the haul.
How they were able to kind of go to work in last night's game. I'm pretty sure I haven't talked to Kevin last. He'll have a lot to say about these particular players. He is infatuated with Wood, as he should be. And I think you guys will find what he has to say quite interesting.
How about Wood and Jackson Merrill being like buddies growing up in the same neighborhood?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a talented area.
All right, let me ask you guys this. Would you rather have Jackson Merrill or James Wood? Because that's basically how it was, one or the other for Soto. So would you rather have Merrill?
Just explain to me why.
James
you mean.
Wood was the
if we
key.
I don't think it was one or the other. Me we couldn't have had Jackson Merrill?
No. What I'm saying is they were both on the Padres.
Okay.
So if it was either James Wood going to the Nationals or Jackson Merrill going to the Nationals.
Wait, is that really true? Saying if, or you're saying that that was a fact?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not a fact. Who would you rather have?
Okay.
For the rest of their career.
All right, I'll take Jackson Merrill. So let's end it right there because I think he's a better overall ball player. I think Wood might be a little more dangerous in the batter's box at this stage.
Listen,
the guy's got 22 pops already. You know, the guy's he's a big bat. But there's a lot of parts of baseball that I think Jackson Merrill excels at that aren't on the stat sheet.
I agree with that. I want Jackson Merrill here. I'm a huge Jackson Merrill fan.
Yeah, this is silly.
It is kind of silly.
Jackson Merrill's the guy, and I think you know you can make the argument because remember Jackson was a shortstop. Would that door have ever been open if you still had Wood in the organization?
Well,
you know what I'm saying to move him to the outfield because it was left field that was the thing that was up for grabs initially before. You know, Jackson was given the opportunity and turned it to what it was. But if Wood is still in the organization when the Padres go to, we don't know that that's how they would have thought of it at that point.
They're all in the organization, Tony. We have taken back the Soto trade.
Oh, we got them back.
Okay. Oh, okay.
They're okay. All back.
Oh, so now we have Jackson Merrill and James Wood in the outfield. This is great.
And Tatis. And we have C.J. Abrams at shortstop, and we never signed Xander Bogaerts. And we still have Mackenzie Gore. We don't have King. We don't have Cease.
Real quick question.
We don't need them. We've got all these other guys.
And I'm sure Juan is wondering this himself. Does he then have to give the $500, $600 million he just signed for back? Because that does never happen. Do we undo all of it?
Don't know, but I think Juan Soto's now a senator living in Washington, D.C., because he just was never able to get out of that community. I think he's I think he's in the Trump cabinet somewhere. He's a cabinet member. That's the whole thing of this, is it's fun to talk about and kick around, but there's, one trade leads to 10 different things, right, Tony? Everybody's putting it in a vacuum and saying, well, James Wood used to be ours. He's not anymore. So we messed up. And I guess if you look at it that way, it sounds like the Padres messed up. But that's not the way it is.
No. And I'm so, tired of having to explain this all the time.
Haven't we explained it a lot? Right.
And it's not even that we're explaining it. It's just like the conversation is fun to talk about, but it's when it gets to, a serious point. We lost the trade at this point. It's like, okay, well, yeah, if you take away what we were able to get to, because of the trade, ultimately. So let's get to our phone lines. My buddy, Kevin Franzen, joins us. Color analyst for the Washington Nationals. And, Kev, man, I was telling these guys before you came on, that you would have a lot to say about this trade. We were talking about the Padres stimulus package that we gave up for Juan Soto. And, obviously Juan's not here anymore. He's in New York. Padres were able to accomplish some things while he was here. But from the national standpoint, Kev, how have you gotten a chance to see really the big three develop as they've been here? We see what Wood is doing now. Abrams as well as Mackenzie Gore. What have been your thought on those three?
Well, first off, since we're in San Diego, it's just like waking up every morning here in San Diego, right? Which is, you're going to be happy. There's no mornings you wake up in this place and go, man, this sucks. Right? So that's what a Nationals fan is right now. We get to enjoy it. And, when you don't, you didn't really have the development going on as far as the system, we need the influx of talent. And, Juan turned down $440 million, which is just asinine to think about right now. Can you believe that?
No.
You turned down $440 and you bet on yourself and you actually win it. You almost double it, which is still insane to me. Right. But look, AJ Preller has got stones. He's willing to do something, willing to change because of why. Willing to put everything on the line for the fan. And I think that's the part that, at the end of the day, if fans are going to sit there and see what you had, they knew what they had, but they also knew they needed to get somewhere else. And so with that, we get the benefit in the later years of this. And, again, it's going to come up in a few years, I think, where you're looking at it's only a successful trade for me if they keep at least one or two of them.
Yeah, Kevin Franzen is with us from the Nationals television broadcast. Take us in general, because this trade is a big part of it, but from the Nationals being World Series champs to the Nationals basically being an also-ran here for 5-6 years in a row, where is the development of this franchise in terms of getting back to competing?
Well, the start of it was the Soto deal. I think that's number one, and getting those guys back. That's an easy one to see. The other side of it is, they've gone through a little bit different as far as the front office, as far as the drafting side of it. Some new guys involved there, and it's been a couple of good drafts. We were missing a lot on drafts and high draft picks in recent years. So, the development part of it, you're starting to see. But look, 2020 hurt so many people. And in the baseball world, I think there was one that was hurt more than most, and that was the Nats, because of coming off of the World Series. You don't get to use, the following year as, revenue, just all your revenue from sales and ticket sales and merchandise and all that stuff. So that hurt the franchise quite a bit, set it back. I guess you could say it's looking up, but again, it's how much talent you have in that division. I mean, it's a, you know, you see it here in the West all the time, which is awesome, right? Like, that's what you want. You want guys to compete. You want teams to compete. You want teams with, like, just insane talent that your fans can come out and see that you have your own insane talent. Well, the East is the same way. And you know, it's always going to be about pitching, I think. You know, you're going to have your star hitters. You're going to have all that. But how can you overcome that? How can you deal with it with your pitching side? And that's where I think, you know, we're still trailing there quite a bit. And, you know, more the merrier.
Kevin Franzen joins us. Yeah, you no doubt, Kev, that the position player side certainly seems to be moving in the direction that, you know, will be fruitful here down the in the future. But on the pitching side, you know, Mackenzie Gore being one of those guys, he got off to a great start. He was dominating in terms of the punch out. Where have you seen his development from the start of the year till now?
Ooh, good one. I mean, listen, I can even go back to last year saying, like, emotionally, just way more, like, just in check. It's just awesome to watch. That's not the cool part about, like, broadcasting and seeing it, right? Like, you get to talk to these guys is one thing, but, like, watching them every night from our vantage point and seeing how they conduct themselves as far as, like, oh, they're just letting this thing roll off. It's going to continue. You're going to be just fine, you know? And that took a little bit for Mackenzie. And from the beginning of the year to the end, like, to where we are right now, I'm just saying, like, we're starting to see someone that just is confident and knows that every star needs to go out and he's going to dominate. That's what he feels like. And that's what it looks like, you know? And he's had a hiccup here. He's had a hiccup there. Guess what? Everyone does. It's rare that you have a full season where you have 33 starts that are just, like, just phenomenal. It's how you respond after that. And what we've seen from, you know, Mackenzie is that he's been able to respond and just dial it in and figure it out. I mean, you know, the curveball's been really good. The slider, he's had, like, two shapes on it this year that has really helped him out quite a bit. But more importantly, I feel like, yes, the punch-outs are wanted or needed by him. You know, like, that's what fuels a lot of it for him. But he's understanding that, like, oh, I get into that sixth and seventh easy with, like, you know, no stress if I just get, you know, pitch contact here and there. And he's been doing such a good job. He's turning out to be, you know, something that we're hoping to see, and we are. And it's, you know, fun to see. Sorry you can't see it every day, every fifth day.
Kevin Franzen is with us, the Nationals broadcast. What's the ceiling for James Wood? Like, are we looking at a...
You know, Hall of Famer. Just don't know.
Hall of Famer, yeah. Why? I mean, I would think. I mean, that's possible. He's going to hit 50 some year, I would think. He's going to steal 25. I mean, people are got to be, you know, starting to run away with what they're thinking this guy's capable of doing.
I'm excited to actually, you know, hopefully witness it. I don't know what it is because it's been a long time since we've seen a guy his size. Like, because I'm not going to put him in the same spot as Aaron Judge because they're the same height, but they're not the same build, right? Like, it's two different athletes, and they move totally different. And James is such a, like, it's like you're watching like a strong forward, right? Like a almost like a long three, right? In basketball in the NBA that is playing baseball because he's so dynamic as far as his speed. It's not the first step quickness. It's everything that builds up to. It's his eye. It's his confidence. It's his like the demeanor that he has. Oh man, it's kind of fun to watch like some of the old heads like getting mad because he's like, oh, he doesn't care. It's like, no, he cares. He just doesn't want to show you. He doesn't give a crap what you think. He's going to do his thing. You know what I mean? Like, that's my favorite part with him is that, like, he's such a good kid, too. Like, everything, like, there's so many things that you could say, I don't know what the comp is. I don't know what the end is because at the end of the day, he's 22. And we're like, it's like, what's Jackson Merrill's? You know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, watching that kid is special. Right? And to think that those kids were going to be able to have the possibility of staying on the same team, but they were together in the same area growing up. Right? It's like, how is that possible?
Yeah. No, there's definitely some talent out there in the MD. Kevin, I got to ask you, I saw, you know, at least in the new world of sports, Davey Martinez came under some fire for, you know, really protecting his staff, it sounded like at the time. He basically said, and I think many of us think it at times but don't always verbalize it, that, you know, at some point it becomes about the players and them going out and competing and doing the job. Because ultimately the coaches can coach you up, but you can't go out and swing the bat for your guys. Where's Davey at? I mean, how is he faring in this kind of long rebuild that he's been a part of?
I think he's been good. I think that was like a one-off, right? He's so protective of the players so often. But I think he's also, you know, his coaching staff's taking a huge hit all the time. Like, it's always the coach's fault, never the players and that stuff. And I think he got to that point where he's like, all right, I'm over it. Like, we're changing that narrative. I don't think it came out right. I don't think it, you know, if you were to ask him, I bet you'd be like, yeah, probably shouldn't have gone that route, like how I did. But at the end of the day, it did, right? Like, it did come out. He did say it. And, you know, I think when you look at it, there's been some frustration based on the fact that, like, you would just hope that turning point was already here. And as far as the rebuild, and it hasn't come, right? I mean, is I think there's a lack of depth, you know, everywhere, and you're really riding off of, you know, CJ and what he's grown into, which is just a star in itself, you know, and James, and, you know, just not the growth of have been given a long leash. I think that has kind of, you know, he's had to deal with, right? And he's had to be the front point man on the whole thing. So you can understand, like, frustration. I just don't think it came out exactly how you wanted to. I think it would be a fair thing to say. But it did, and at the end of the day, you got to live with it, and it's not going to change who he truly is, which is an awesome human being. And that's he was just trying to back some, you know, guys that have been getting a lot of, you know, grief a lot over the last few weeks because, you know, it's always someone else's fault, not the ones that are in the box.
Kevin Franson, this is ironic, actually, but it was a year ago in this very ballpark that these two teams played, and Mackenzie Gore was on the mound. He hit Profar with a pitch. That led to some...
Yeah, wouldn't you do it now? You'd do it all over again now.
Right, yeah. It led to some certain fireworks.
Did I say that?
You did, of course. Yeah, and this is the place to say it. But here's what happened after that was over, and Manny Machado got in the box.
1 hour, 1 on. And Manny Machado, see if they can make a pay. High drive, deep left field. Winker back at the wall. Take that, says Manny Machado.
All right. That's our guy, of course, Donnie Orsillo. You can give him a hard time if you see him. But how was that whole thing?
I was saying the same thing.
Okay, yeah. How was that whole thing from the national side? Because that was a big blow-up last summer that the Padre fans all remember. It's kind of over now because all these players are gone. But how did you guys look at that last year?
Number one is once Manny got involved in that whole thing, I was like, man, you guys just pissed off the wrong guy. Like, Manny is like the one of the five, like, guys in the league that, like, the brightest of lights, like, they're like them in that moment. They're like, yeah, this is whatever for me. And they rise. And, like, you knew he was going to homer. Like, if you didn't, sorry. I don't think you've been watching Manny Machado long enough. From our side, I'm still going to say it, and I said it then. It was a bunch of crap what Profar had done in that the night before.
Yeah,
because we walked Luis Arraez to load the bases to face him. Guess what? I would do that a million times and twice on Sunday. Because why? Because it was a great baseball move. You forced the issue. He took a now that we could see it, you know, like a foot off the plate away and shot it off the wall in right center field. Huh? Understand why he was? Anyway. It's one that I'll always say is he was in the wrong and he had great teammates who stood up for him even though he was in the wrong.
Yeah, that's kind of how it's supposed to go, and then you can kind of deal with it behind closed doors as you please to. Kevin, as always, man, appreciate you coming. I'll catch up with you here in a little bit.
All right, you're the best.
Enjoyed it. Thanks, Kevin.
Kevin Franson, Nationals color analyst. On the television screened, and it's interesting to hear their perspective on it. I don't know that we've actually heard their perspective.
Yeah, I haven't. That was interesting.
Profar was completely in the wrong. I think the Padre fans would disagree, but Profar did point in the direction of their dugout area after he hit the walk-off shot the night before, but he also felt that he'd been hit earlier in that game, right, Tony? Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of things that preceded everything that happened, so.
It's never in a vacuum, guys.
That's right. It's not in a
vacuum. It rarely ever is, yeah. Especially when there's more than one person involved. It's very rarely in a vacuum. So
yeah.
Yeah. That was fun to kind of go down that memory lane there.
Well, I could listen to that.
By the way, when was that? What point of the year
June
was it?
June 25th.
It was exactly.
Tomorrow.
Wow.
And Mackenzie Gore starting tomorrow.
Yeah, Mackenzie Gore will be on the mound tomorrow, the 1 year anniversary of it.
Someone's got to just smash some home runs off of him.
Well, all I can say is that I can listen to that Orsolo call every time when he says, Take that! I love that.
Take that, says Manny Machado!
Yeah, Don Orsolo was fired. Profar's fired up, and he should be.
You know what's funny is I got a chance to listen to Don for the first time do the national game the other day on Saturday.
Yes. Oh, right.
And how reserved he is doing the national game versus doing a regular game.
That's hilarious.
Somebody hit a home run, and it was a big home run on Saturday, and he was just kind of like, and it's a home run. And
How does he turn it off?
I texted him immediately. I was like, yo, it's the first time I've ever heard you in a national game. I don't know how you're able to, like, switch it off like that.
The many different sides of Don Orsolo.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah,
for sure. All right, we got to get to break on the other side. A little Daily Gambit. And more Gwen and Chris.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.